Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A certified mentor with New Jersey Southeast Chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Pappas.
Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas. We all know that clients are the life's blood of any business. Without clients, your business would not exist. Most of your clients are probably fantastic. If you're in a retail business, they purchase from you frequently with little or no returns. If you're in a service business, they bring you interesting projects and they learn and adapt based on your recommendations. They even teach you interesting new things and allow you to grow and challenge yourself. But throughout the life of your business, you'll come across some clients who are difficult to work with. They may question the products you sell them or the work you do for them. They may start arguments with you or your team incessantly. They may even put pressure on you to deliver work. They may refuse or constantly forget to give you information you need. Because of this turbulent relationship, they may undermine your work or blame you. Every business, big or small, encounters customers who are detrimental to their operations, profitability, and overall well-being. These bad customers can drain resources, cause unnecessary stress, and hinder the progress of your business. On today's show, I will point out the characteristics of bad business customers and provide strategies on how to effectively rid your business of them. There are a number of ways to identify the types of clients you may not want to continue working with. Often, these are obvious signs, such as not seeing eye to eye, constant changes in the scope of work, questioning your prices and charges on invoices, or regularly failing to pay on time. Here are some ways to pinpoint those customers or clients who are toxic to your business. 1. A lack of profitability. A lack of profitability is one of the key indicators of a bad customer. Such customers tend to consume a disproportionate amount of resources while contributing little or no revenue in return. They may negotiate aggressively, constantly seek heavy discounts, and continuously demand additional concessions without reciprocating the value they receive. These customers often focus solely on obtaining the lowest possible price, disregarding the quality, value, or long-term relationship with the business. Their primary concern is extracting as much as possible while giving as little as they can. As a result, dealing with these customers constrain the financial resources of a business. They can hinder its ability to grow, invest, and provide excellent products or services to the target market. Furthermore, the lack of profitability from bad customers can have far-reaching consequences. It can impede a company's ability to invest in research and development, hampering innovation and competitiveness. It can also limit the capacity to hire and retain talented employees, resulting in diminished expertise and a decline in overall organizational performance. Ultimately, identifying and addressing customers who are not profitable is crucial for the long-term sustainability and success of a business. By freeing up resources and focusing on customers who appreciate the value provided, a company can foster growth, profitability, and a positive reputation within its industry. 2. Chronic late payments. Customers who consistently fail to pay on time or delay payments significantly disrupt your cash flow. While occasional delays can happen, repeated instances of late payments can indicate financial instability or a lack of respect for your business. Such customers strain your finances and hamper your ability to meet financial obligations. Dealing with chronic late payments from customers can be a frustrating and time-consuming experience for any business. Not only does it affect your cash flow, but it also creates unnecessary stress and strains on your business relationships. First, chronically late payments can significantly impact your business's financial health. Most businesses rely on a steady cash flow to meet their obligations and expenses. Late payments create a domino effect, as businesses often rely on timely payments to meet their own financial commitments, such as paying suppliers, employees, or other operational expenses. The resulting cash flow strain can lead to increased borrowing costs, strained relationships with suppliers, and potential delays in delivering products or services to other customers. Consistently delayed payments can disrupt your operations and hinder your growth. Moreover, spending excessive time and effort chasing after late payments can divert your resources from more productive tasks. Secondly, bad customers who habitually pay late can strain your relationship and affect your credibility. Late payments not only reflect poorly on the customer's financial discipline, but also indicate a lack of respect for your business and its services. This can damage your reputation in the long run and discourage potential clients from engaging with your company. Moreover, chronic late payments reflect a lack of respect and professionalism on the part of the customer. It demonstrates a disregard for the terms and conditions agreed upon, indicating potential financial instability or a lack of commitment to maintaining a healthy business relationship. Businesses need to allocate additional time and resources to follow up on overdue payments. This diverts attention from core operations and places unnecessary strain on the accounting and collections departments. The extra effort required often comes at a cost to the business. It also hinders its ability to focus on providing quality products or services to customers who fulfill their financial obligations promptly. Number 3, high maintenance and unreasonable demands. Some customers exhibit demanding behavior that go beyond normal expectations. They constantly make last-minute changes, require excessive hand-holding, and expect immediate responses. These customers monopolize your time and energy, diverting your focuses from servicing other valuable clients. Dealing with high-maintenance customers who constantly make unreasonable demands can be a significant challenge for your business. While it's important to provide excellent customer service and strive to meet customer needs, there are situations where the demands become excessive and unsustainable. High-maintenance customers with unreasonable demands can drain your resources, both in terms of time and money. Constantly catering to their excessive needs can lead to neglecting other customers and core business operations. It can also result in increased costs and a strain on your team, which can ultimately impact productivity and profitability. These customers can also disrupt the overall balance and harmony within your organization. Their unreasonable demands often require special attention and accommodation, which may go beyond your usual processes and procedures. This can create a sense of inequality among your employees and affect team morale. 4. Lack of loyalty. Bad customers exhibit minimal loyalty and are quick to jump ship for minor reasons. They are more inclined to switch competitors solely based on price or short-term benefits, rather than appreciating the value and quality your business provides. This lack of loyalty makes it difficult to build long-term relationships and sustain business growth. When customers lack loyalty, it becomes challenging for businesses to build lasting relationships and secure repeat business. Instead of establishing a strong foundation of trust and mutual benefit, bad customers continually seek out alternatives, leaving businesses in a constant state of uncertainty and vulnerability. The lack of loyalty from bad customers directly affects the profitability and sustainability of a company. Acquiring new customers typically costs more than retaining existing ones. It has been said that the cost of attracting new customers is 5 times that of maintaining an existing one. In today's world of increased social presence by everyone, it may not be that high. But when bad customers frequently switch providers, it does increase customer acquisition costs, making it harder for businesses to recoup their investments. Furthermore, a lack of loyalty undermines the potential for upselling, cross-selling, and other revenue-generating opportunities that stem from long-term customer relationships. Additionally, bad customers who lack loyalty often generate negative word-of-mouth and online reviews. They are more likely to publicly express dissatisfaction, spreading unfavorable opinions about the business to their networks. This can damage the reputation of the business and deter potential loyal customers from engaging with the company. 5. Toxic interactions. Bad customers often engage in abusive or disrespectful behavior towards your employees. They may make unwarranted demands, use offensive language, or create a hostile environment. Toxic interactions can significantly impact the morale and productivity of your employees. Constant verbal abuse, unreasonable demands, or disrespectful behavior can take a toll on your team's mental health and motivation. It can create a negative atmosphere that affects overall performance and teamwork. Moreover, toxic customers can harm your company's reputation. Their negative interactions may be shared through reviews, word of mouth, or social media, potentially deterring potential customers from engaging with your business. Protecting your brand image and maintaining a positive customer experience is crucial for long-term success. Depending on the problems you have with your clients, there are several different ways you can approach the situation. Evaluate and segment your customer base. conduct a thorough analysis of your customer data to identify profitable and unprofitable segments. Focus your resources on nurturing relationships with customers who bring in the most value. This evaluation will help you determine which customers fall into the bad category and should be phased out. Evaluating and segmenting your customer base is a crucial step in effectively managing your business and optimizing profitability. It allows you to identify and address the presence of bad customers who may be draining your resources, causing frustration, or hindering your growth. Here are some key points to consider when evaluating and segmenting your customer base. Analyze profitability. Assess the financial impact of each customer by calculating their lifetime value, or LTV, and comparing it to the cost of acquiring and servicing them. Identify customers who consistently generate low or negative returns and may not be worth retaining. Review behavior and engagement. Examine customer behavior, such as frequency of purchases, order size, and responsiveness to marketing efforts. Identify customers who exhibit low engagement, high maintenance requirements, or a history of payment issues. Consider fit with your target market. Evaluate how well each customer aligns with your ideal customer profile. If certain customers fall outside your target market, they may be more likely to have unrealistic expectations, higher service demands, or lower loyalty. Assess compatibility and satisfaction. Evaluate the compatibility between your business and your customers. If there's a significant mismatch in expectations, values, or needs, it can lead to dissatisfaction and strained relationships. Identify customers who consistently express dissatisfaction or require excessive support. A second way is to seek feedback and reviews. Actively gather feedback and monitor customer reviews to identify patterns or recurring issues. Dissatisfied customers can be detrimental to your reputation and may influence potential customers, so addressing their concerns or considering parting ways may be necessary. Once you have evaluated your customer base, segment them into different categories, such as high value, moderate value, low value, and problematic customers. Focus your resources and marketing efforts on the high value customers who bring in substantial revenue and demonstrate loyalty. Consider implementing strategies to encourage low value customers to increase their spending or upgrade their purchases. As for problematic customers, assess whether it's feasible to improve the relationship or if it's best to part ways by politely declining their business. Remember, getting rid of bad customers can free up valuable resources, improve customer satisfaction, and allow you to focus on building strong relationships with your most profitable customers. However, it's important to handle these situations with care and professionalism to minimize any potential negative repercussions. A third way is to set clear expectations. Communicate your expectations clearly from the beginning. Establish payment terms, delivery schedules, and any other crucial details in a written agreement. This documentation serves as a reference point and can be used to address customer compliance concerns. Setting clear expectations is a crucial aspect of managing customer relationships and can help in effectively dealing with bad customers. When customers have a clear understanding of what to expect from your product or services, it reduces the likelihood of misunderstanding, dissatisfaction, and conflicts. Some key points to consider when setting clear expectations are transparent communication. Clearly communicate your product or service features, pricing, delivery timeliness, and other limitations or restrictions. Provide detailed information through your website, marketing materials, and customer interactions to avoid any ambiguity or false assumptions. Define policies and terms. Establish clear policies regarding refunds, returns, warranties, cancellations, and any other relevant aspects. Ensure that these policies are readily accessible to customers and clearly communicated at the point of purchase or engagement. Manage scope and deliverables. If you provide services, clearly define the scope of work and deliverables. Outline the timeline, milestones, and any specific requirements. Clearly communicate progress and address any changes or deviations promptly. Realistic promises. Avoid making unrealistic promises or overcommitting on what your products or services can deliver. Set expectations realistically and manage customer expectations throughout the customer journey. Educate and inform. provide educational resources, user manuals, FAQs, or tutorials to help customers understand your products or services better. Empower them to make informed decisions and minimize the risk of dissatisfaction due to lack of understanding. By setting clear expectations, you create a foundation of transparency and trust with your customers. This clarity allows both parties to align their understandings and reduces the likelihood of conflicts or frustrations. However, it's important to note that even with clear expectations, some customers may still exhibit bad behavior or unreasonable demands. In such cases, it may be necessary to evaluate the viability of the customer relationship and consider parting ways if their behavior consistently undermines the well-being of your business or other customers. Remember, effective communications and clear expectations can go a long way in preventing misunderstandings, fostering positive customer experiences, and ensuring a healthier customer base. Number 5, review pricing and terms. Revisit your pricing structure and terms to ensure they align with the value your business provides. Consider raising prices for customers who consistently demand excessive discounts or concessions. Adjusting pricing can either dissuade bad customers or compensate for the additional resources they consume. By evaluating and adjusting your pricing structures and terms, you can discourage or weed out customers who are not a good fit for your business. Here are some considerations when reviewing pricing and terms. Assess profitability. Evaluate the profitability of each customer based on the revenue they generate and the cost associated with servicing them. Identify customers who consistently drive low or negative margins, consuming excess resources, or demanding significant support without providing sufficient value in return. Adjust pricing tiers. Consider implementing different pricing tiers or packages that cater to different customer segments. By offering varying levels of features, benefits, or services at different price points, you can attract customers who align with your target market and discourage those who are not willing to pay a fair price for your offerings. Introduce minimums or thresholds. Set minimum order quantities, purchase volumes, or contract terms that align with your business goals. This approach ensures that you are dealing with customers who have a genuine need for your products or services and are committed to a mutually beneficial long-term relationship. Review payment terms. Assess your payment terms, such as payment schedules, credit limits, and late payment penalties. Ensure that your terms are fair and aligned with industry standards while safeguarding your business from customers who constantly delay or default on payments. Renegotiate contracts. For customers with ongoing contracts or long-term commitments, review and renegotiate terms if necessary. If a customer's behavior or demands have become unreasonable or unsustainable, consider revising the terms or terminating the contract if feasible and justifiable. It's important to approach pricing and terms review with a strategic mindset, considering both short and long-term impacts on your business. While the goal is to eliminate bad customers, it's also essential to ensure that your pricing terms remain competitive and attractive to your target market. By carefully reviewing and adjusting pricing and terms, you can create a customer base that values your offerings, respects your business's financial viability, and is more likely to foster positive, mutually beneficial relationships. You should think about implementing a selective market approach. Tailor your marketing efforts to attract customers who align with your business goals and values. By focusing on specific industries, demographics, or customer personas, you increase the chance of attracting customers who are more likely to become loyal, long-term partners. Implementing a selective marketing approach is a powerful strategy to get rid of bad customers and focus your efforts on attracting and retaining the right customers for your business. By targeting your marketing efforts towards specific segments or personas, you can attract customers who align with your values, needs, and business goals. Here are some points to consider. Define your target audience. Clearly identify and define your ideal customer profile based on demographic, psychographic, and behavioral factors. Understand who are your best customers and what characteristics they possess. This helps you tailor your marketing messages and activities to attract similar customers. Craft targeted messages. Develop marketing messages that speak directly to the needs and desires of your target audience. Highlight the unique value your product or services provide them and how you can solve their pain points. By conveying a specific and compelling message, you can attract customers who resonate with your offering. Utilize targeted marketing channels. Identify the channels and platforms where your target audience is most active and engaged. Focus your marketing efforts on those channels to reach the right people effectively. This could include online advertising, social media platforms, industry-specific publications, or direct outreach. Leverage customer segmentation. Divide your existing customer base into different segments based on their behavior, preferences, or value. Analyze the profitability and satisfaction levels of each segment. Identify segments that consistently demonstrate negative behaviors or are not aligned with your business goals. Gradually decrease marketing efforts towards these segments to phase out bad customers. Nurture loyalty and referrals. Invest in building strong relationships with your existing loyal customers who align with your business values. Implement loyalty programs, exclusive offers, or personalized communications to reward and retain these valuable customers. Additionally, encourage positive word of mouth by providing exceptional customer experiences that lead to referrals from satisfied customers. By adopting a selective marketing approach, you can attract customers who are more likely to be satisfied, loyal, and profitable. This approach allows you to allocate your marketing resources efficiently. Focus on quality over quantity and build a strong customer base that supports your business's long-term success. Another approach is to improve customer service and support. Enhance the quality of your customer service and support system. By providing exceptional service to your valuable customers, you differentiate yourself and create a positive reputation. Bad customers may become dissatisfied with the improved standards or seek alternative providers that match their low expectations. Improving customer service and support is a proactive and effective way to address bad customers and create a positive customer experience. By enhancing the quality of your service, you can attract and retain valuable customers while discouraging those who are difficult or problematic. When improving customer service and support, you should train and empower your staff. Provide comprehensive training to your customer service team to ensure that they have the necessary skills, knowledge, and empathy to handle customer inquiries and issues effectively. Empower them to make decisions and resolve problems promptly, reducing the likelihood of escalating conflicts. Enhance communication channels. Offer a variety of communication channels for customers to reach out to your support team, such as phone, email, live chat, or social media. Ensure these channels are easily accessible, responsive, and provide timely resolution to customer concerns. Personalize the customer experience. Strive to understand your customers individually and tailor your services to their specific needs. Collect relevant customer data and use it to personalize interactions, recommend relative products or services, and show that you value their business. Implement self-service options. Provide self-service options like knowledge bases, FAQs, or online forums where customers can find answers to common questions or troubleshoot issues on their own. This empowers customers and reduces the strain on your support team. Solicit and act on feedback. Regularly seek feedback from customers to gauge their satisfaction level and identify areas for improvement. Actively listen to their concerns, address issues promptly, and communicate the steps taken to resolve problems. This demonstrates your commitment to customer satisfaction and helps retain valuable customers. Set realistic service expectations. Be transparent about your service levels, response times, and turnaround for resolving issues. Set realistic expectations with customers to avoid disappointment or misunderstandings. By improving customer service and support, you can create a positive experience that encourages customer loyalty and satisfaction. However, despite these efforts, some customers may continue to exhibit bad behavior or be unreasonable. In such cases, it may be necessary to evaluate the viability of the customer relationship and consider parting ways if their behavior consistently undermines the well-being of your business or other customers. Remember, providing exceptional customer service and support not only fosters positive relationships, but also helps to attract and retain customers who appreciate your efforts and contribute positively to your business's success. Lastly, implement stricter payment policies. Develop and enforce stricter payment policies to address chronic late payments. Consider implementing penalties for late payments or offering discounts for early payments. Implementing stricter payment policies is an effective strategy to address bad customers and ensure a healthy financial environment for your business. By setting clear expectations and enforcing consistent payment practices, you can minimize the risk of late payments, defaults, or non-payment. Some key points to consider when implementing stricter payment policies are: clear payment terms. Clearly communicate your payment terms upfront and ensure they are readily accessible to customers. Outline details such as due dates, acceptable payment methods, and any late payment or penalty fees. This clarity helps set expectations from the beginning and reduces the chances of payment issues arising. Enforce stricter deadlines. Set firm due dates for payments and enforce them consistently. Clearly communicate the consequences of late or non-payment, such as interest charges or withholding of services. This encourages customers to adhere to payment schedules and reduces the risk of delayed or defaulted payments. Require upfront payments or deposits. For new customers or high-risk situations, consider requesting upfront payments or deposits before providing products or services. This helps protect your business's cash flow and reduces the risk of non-payment. Establish credit checks and limits. Implement a credit checking process for new customers to assess their financial stability and credit worthiness. Set credit limits based on their financial standing and adjust them accordingly as the relationship progresses. Regularly review and update credit limits based on payment history and customer behavior. Automate payment reminders and processes. Utilize automated systems to send payment reminders to customers as due dates approach. Offer convenient payment methods and provide options for recurring or automated payments to streamline the process and minimize manual intervention. Act promptly on overdue accounts. Implement a systematic process for handling overdue accounts. Follow up promptly with customers who miss payment deadlines, reminding them of their outstanding obligations and any associated consequences. Escalate the matter if necessary, such as involving a credit collection agency or pursuing legal action for severe cases of non-payment. Implementing stricter payment policies helps you maintain a healthier cash flow, reduces financial risk, and ensures that bad customers who consistently disregard payment obligations are identified and addressed. However, it's important to balance these policies with fair and reasonable practices to maintain positive relationships with your valued customers. Regularly review and update your payment policies. Make sure you adapt to changing market conditions and customer needs while protecting your business's financial well-being. As a business, you don't want to get rid of customers. As I said at the start of the show, they are the life's blood of a business. But they can be a downfall if they are not good for your business. Just to remind you, a bad customer is one who doesn't respect your time, makes regular unreasonable demands, disrespects you or your team, expects results you can't possibly deliver, acts irrationally and unprofessionally, believes they can do a better job than you can, are envious of you and other clients' successes, lack effective communication skills, frequently miss deadlines and regularly pay late, haggle over bills, or refuse to pay at all. Ending a business relationship with a client can be an emotionally charged situation. Decide if it's best carried out in person, via email, or on the phone. The situation varies from client to client, and your level of comfort communicating with them through any of these channels. Ensuring you're prepared for the conversation is more likely to produce a better outcome. Stay calm, rational, and polite, and clearly state the reasons for terminating the relationship, but keep emotion and name-calling out of the conversation. If a follow-up is needed, give them a phone call so nothing is lost in translation. You can start the process with an email, but you should follow up with a phone call to talk your client through the process and answer any questions they may have. We all deal with bad clients every now and then. The key is to identify them early on and plan an exit strategy that leaves you with your dignity and integrity intact. If 90% of your clients are amazing, then they deserve your time and energy to help them reach their goals. If you'd like more information about this show, or for that matter, any past Score Business Point show, you may email me at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. If there's any topic you'd like to hear discussed on Score Business Points, or you have a comment about this show or any past show, you may email me at the same address, sbp@wbnj.org. As you may be aware, SCORE provides free business mentoring and education to the small business owner or potential small business owner. The education takes the form of webinars or in-person seminars. The Southeast chapter of SCORE holds these webinars or in-person seminars throughout the year at various locations in Ocean, Atlantic, and Cape May counties. To learn more about what webinars or in-person seminars are being held, go to score.org/southeastnj. That's score.org/southeastnj and click on Local Workshops in the top navigation. Once there, you can click on any of the webinars or in-person seminars listed to learn more about it and how to register. That's all the time I have for today. Tune in next week for more SCORE Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying, so long, until then. For those who may not be familiar with SCORE, SCORE is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They've been doing this for over 50 years because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA. And thanks to a network of 11,000-plus volunteers, they're able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information on how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit score.org/southeastnj. That's score.org/southeastnj. If you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at wbnj.org. SCORE Business Points is a production of the New Jersey Southeast Chapter of SCORE and 91.9 WBNJ.